welcome to the February 2020 edition of Chatterbox Let's Talk. I'm delighted to say that we're back in the Chatterbox studio to record this edition. With me is David Potten. I'll hand you over to him to introduce this recording.
Hello, Tim. Yes, it is great to be back in the studio and to see our readers in the flesh. Not too much flesh, because it's very cold outside. We have with us several of our regular readers. Dorothy Sneesby, Neil Haverson, Tony Stimpson and David Clayton are all here. They're joined by Sue Ryan. Sue is also the current Chatterbox secretary, and Dorothy Sneesby was her predecessor. So they're probably sharing moans about the difficulties of herding the committee cats. Angie Kennedy, the Let's Talk editor, is also with us, and she's going to read the editorial. It was written by her co-editor, Terry Redhead, as will become clear. Hello, Angie.
Hello, David. It's the second month of 2022, and the chance to try to get fully back to normal, whatever that is these days. I'm not going to talk about COVID, though, as the situation surrounding the different variants and the rules and regulations can change from week to week, or even day to day. In any case, it's traditional at this time of the year to try to look ahead positively. One factor's for certain, we will all be getting a little older. Do you remember, perhaps when you were at school, when you tried to work out just how old you would be when various different years arrived on the calendar? I, Terry, remember thinking that when the year 2000 arrives, I would be 45, while Angie remembers contemplating turning 35 that year. I recall working out with my friends in which year we would all be 50, 60 and 70. I think our primary school teacher even used this game as the background to a makeshift maths lesson. But now 2022 has a certain ring to it. We could all be forgiven for not feeling positive. We could all be forgiven for adopting rather a downbeat attitude, given what's gone on for almost the entirety of the past 2 years. But we mustn't approach matters that way. With the new year come new hopes, new opportunities and new challenges. Take Let's Talk. We hope to make your magazine even better. We know you love many of our regular features, but we always try to challenge ourselves to make the offering to you more informative, more readable, more fun and more entertaining. We recently began a new series about people who collect things, and it's been lovely to hear from readers who've been happy to share their stories of their own unusual collections and what they mean to them. This year, we're planning a series of articles about the great charities working in our area. And next month, Let's Talk will have a special green theme. And of course, we intend to help you to have all the fun in the summer when the Queen celebrates her 70th year since ascending to our country's throne. Almost certainly, this year we'll have some hiccups along the way. There will be setbacks. Things we don't want to happen will inevitably take place. But there'll also be highlights, those little or not so little occasions that lift our spirits or the spirits of our precious families and friends. So, cheers to 2022. You're very welcome. And we at Let's Talk hope that you will join us in making the most of each of the 365 days that are on offer.
Thank you, Angie. I hope that you will consider including Chatterbox as one of the great charities working in the area. You've told us what to look forward to in 2022. But what have we got for February? I see that we're having a special Great Yarmouth month, with a visit to the Gothic Town Hall, an encounter with a Great Yarmouth character, and a review of a new book about the port. We will be meeting Alison Steadman and Andy Aliff, hearing about Stephen Sondheim films and Hornby trains, and coming across centurions and flying pigs.